Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Lake Show, hour number two here on a Monday night. Twins rattle, Twins and Sox. Final three-game home series of the season starting tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Golden Gophers, the line has grown to favored by 12.5 over Purdue for homecoming on Saturday at the U. They are 4-0. They are ranked and the hottest team in town. And another football team that plays in town, they're 2-1, and they got to feel very, very grateful to be 2-1 heading for London to take on the New Orleans Saints on Sunday morning our time. And joining us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline to talk more about the Purple and their fortunate win over the Lions, Andrew Kramer. Once again, Star Tribune and StarTribune.com. Andrew, good to visit with you.
Hey, good to be on. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, that was one of those games. I opened the show tonight talking about what is it like to be a Lions fan. This was a game they were up 14-0 in the first half. They were up 24-14 in the fourth. They had this game, and they let it get away. The Vikings find a way, get a touchdown late, and escape U.S. Bank Stadium 2-1. That was unbelievable.
It was. I find it funny. We spent the entire week leading up to that game talking about how this Lions team was different, and walking away from it, it felt like this was very much a similar Lions team. They are talented, but, just some of the decision-making from the head coach, Dan Campbell, over there in Detroit. I mean, you love the aggressiveness of them going for it on fourth down and on some of those moments, but then he decides not to at the very end and trust the kicker who had already missed a kick to hit a 54-yarder to try to add a buffer to that score at the end. And, of course, he misses it and sets up the Vikings to march down in Kirk Cousins' heroics. It's good. I guess it's good if you're the Vikings, right, to have the Lions always there for you.
Yeah, it is, particularly at home, and there were a lot of tweets about that. People have been around for a long time and said, this is the Lions. This is what they do, particularly on the road at Minnesota. It just absolutely extraordinary. And one more thought on the Lions. You know, I know Dan Campbell, popular among his players, real players coach, but That's a tough one to recover, especially when he says, you know, that one's on me, because they certainly played well enough for most of the game to win, and you could argue deserved to win the game.
Yeah, they did. They really did. And to be up and have two double-digit leads, like you said, in the first and second halves against the Vikings. And I saw a stat somewhere, I don't know the exact record, but I believe the Lions are still winless on the road under Dan Campbell in a year and change. And I mean it's tough. It's you know, you can bluster and preach culture and all that stuff, but to win in the NFL is very, very difficult. And it seems like they're putting together a decent enough team right now, but they just don't have, they're not pointing in the right direction right now with Dan Campbell, it would seem.
Yeah, and the Vikings need to turn the page. And I know a win is a win, and they all count the same at the end of the season. And getting a W like that can be the difference between getting into the playoffs and not getting into the playoffs. A year ago is a great example of that. As much as the season was considered a disaster, they were still a win away from being in the postseason.
Yeah, losing to Detroit last year, as you mentioned, yeah, that really was one of those when you look back on it, went, boy, if you were going to pick one or two of those games to save, it would have been maybe the Cardinals one with that field goal at the end and that Lions one where they blew it at Ford Field. And, yeah, at least this year they stopped them, right? That was the big difference. This year the Vikings defense, it looked poor at times on Sunday against Detroit, much like it did on Monday night in Philadelphia. But when you needed that stop at the end, they finally got that interception and pulled away with it, which shows you, hey, at least some things are different this time around. It's, they're going to go through some ups and downs, but that defense at least bowed up at the end in ways that they did not last year.
Andrew Kramer joining us, covers the Vikes for the Star Tribune. They got the win some way, somehow, over the Lions and are 2-1. They make the trip to London to play the New Orleans Saints on Sunday morning. You make a great point, and they made plays when it mattered. You know, say what you want about Kirk Cousins' day or the offense and their ups and downs. Really a terrific game against Green Bay on both sides of the ball, and then a clunker in Philly. But when it really mattered against the Lions, they did get some big plays on defense. I'm thinking of Eric Kendricks making, you know, a fingertip defense on a pass late in that game that turned out to be pretty huge. And then ultimately on offense, you know, Kirk Cousins made a couple of big throws and they went right down the field and got the touchdown to win the game. So when it mattered, some key guys made key plays, and it's huge.
Yeah, it really is. And that's with Justin Jefferson having a career low in receiving yardage, your best player on offense, doing a whole lot. So it bodes well for the fact that you can at least beat a Lions team that, yes, they are a little better, but they're not an upper echelon team in the NFL. And so if the Vikings can have not their best day and still go out there and win, I think that's a good sign for young Kevin O'Connell.
Now, an interesting week in the trip to London. What's the sense that the players embrace this, or it's just another road game? I mean, how is this perceived?
It's tough. They're actually not leaving until Thursday night. So they're going to leave Thursday night, land in London on Friday morning, and then 2 days later be playing at 8:30 our time in the morning. And it's going to be a whirlwind for them. They're not going to adjust. They're going to be hit with jet lag. They're going to do the thing where they're going to try and stay as long as they can here in Minnesota and then just make that trip as quick as possible out in London. And it can never be another road game. It's just too different, whether it's just the customs and going through the travel, or it's obviously being in another country, different time zones, your body not being used to playing at 8:30 in the morning, all those different things. So guys are kind of bracing for it and understanding that this is going to be a test of being able to focus and kind of, you know, carry through some trials of just that trip. So I think they're also viewing it as a chance to keep this rolling. You know, they don't want to go back to what it felt like in Philadelphia, and they know what it feels like to win. They can win at home at US Bank Stadium. We know that, but can they win at a neutral site or on the road? We still need to see that from them. And so I still think they have something to prove over there on Sunday.
Yeah, they were able to pull it out of the fire, but they still in the back of their minds have to say, yep, week one, we really look good against Green Bay. Philadelphia was a nightmare, and in their heart of hearts, probably deserve to lose to the Lions. So it's not like they're a 2-1 and feeling really great about themselves at the moment. They have to feel like, you know, we're a fortunate 2-1 and we have a lot to clean up.
They really do. Yeah, they really do. And that's the thing about where this team's at, because it's got a lot of potential. And Kevin O'Connell had mentioned the other day that we know that team that beat Green Bay 24-7 in the opener. We know that's in there somewhere. We know we can be that team on any given Sunday. They just have to show that consistency. And I think when you have a young team like they do right now at a lot of key positions, that's going to show itself, some of that inconsistency, especially in hard places like Philadelphia on the road. And Philadelphia looks like the class of the NFC right now. So that's a good measuring stick to kind of hold yourself up against.
Yeah, we this has been talked about a great deal with this team, particularly defensively. I know there's certain players that are irreplaceable. You lose your starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins, or Justin Jefferson, or for that matter, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, who by the way got banged up. More on that in a moment. But defensively, their margin for error isn't that great when it comes to injuries, and they were without Harrison Smith, and it seemed to hurt them at times on Sunday against the Lions.
Yeah, it did. I think you lose a lot of your versatility when you lose a guy like Harrison. You can do so much with him defensively, whether it's put him at the line and have him get after the running backs or the quarterback, or have him deep and covering people on the back end. And so when you replace him, you kind of get boxed in on what you can do. You can't be as versatile on defense. And so I think they did well eventually in the second half. Jared Goff, the Lions quarterback, did get off to a pretty good start in that first half when they jumped out to a 14-0 lead on the Vikings. But I think they found a way to start covering better in that second half. And hey, the good thing is that you had a kid in Josh Metellus who replaced Harrison. That was his first ever NFL start. And he didn't blow some big assignment or some big coverage bust. We didn't really notice him until the very end when he had that interception. So it was a good sign for him to show that they might have some depth there at that spot.
Yeah, and you did a piece in the Star Tribune, and it sounds like Harrison Smith should be good to go in London.
He should. That's a good sign. Yeah, Harrison cleared the concussion protocol this weekend. The Vikings will have him back at practice this week, and he is expected to play on Sunday. That was his first – I know the guy's, you know, been a perennial Pro Bowler and all that. That was his first game missed to injury since 2016, which is pretty remarkable. He had missed a couple games to the COVID protocols and to rest, but never to actually just being injured. And so he finally got knocked out of a game, but he'll be back on Sunday, which is a good sign for Minnesota.
Yeah, and we may have buried the lead, but let's get to Dalvin Cook. What's his status? Alexander Mattison did a nice job, but Cook, shoulder trouble.
Yeah, he's got a dislocated left shoulder, which actually has happened to him quite frequently in the past. He has missed time in 2019 and in 2021 last year with some shoulder issues. And so he has played through this before. The Vikings are weighing the question this week, is it worth playing him through that and risk him injuring it further, or because it's September, should we shelf him?
Yeah, and we'll know more. I would assume he'll be on the trip either way,
or is it
too early to tell?
Yeah, my understanding is that he'll make the trip out there regardless, and he's pushing to play. It's just a matter of the medical staff and whether or not they feel comfortable enough, because as we all know, with these shoulders and with him, he's had torn labrums before, and when those things pop out, the frequency of it can pop out again if you rush out there too soon. So they're trying to make sure that shoulder's secure, and he'll play with a brace, like a harness, whenever he does get back out there. It's just a matter of, is it going to be this week, next week, or what the medical timetable allows.
Now, what I'm really curious about, what does the Star Tribune's traveling party look like to London? Is it a full complement, like you're going to a game in Philly or Detroit or Chicago or Green Bay, or is it scaled back? What does that look like, Andrew?
It's actually scaled back this year. We will have Ben Gessling, our primary beat writer on the Vikings, out there. He's actually leaving for London on Wednesday. In a typical year, we would have had a full complement. We would have had me and a couple other writers out there as well. But just with some of the trips and the timing of this trip coming out of the pandemic, we have it a little bit scaled back. You know, we gotta make sure we can afford those playoff tickets.
Yeah, but you always get that coveted Detroit trip, right? I mean, you always get to go to Motown, right? Ford Field.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll get Detroit and Buffalo and all the fun locale.
Yeah. Well, I, you know what, Andrew? I would love to experience a Bills tailgate. I want to see that in person. I'd love to spend time out in the parking lot in Orchard Park and just see what that's all about.
It would be pretty remarkable. I just walked through Philly, so I can't imagine it's too different.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Philly, Buffalo, man. All right, well, the Vikes gearing up for another week, and let's see, we're closing in. What, first injury report comes Wednesday? Beyond what we already talked about, anything coming out of that game on Sunday that may show up on the injury report, other than Dalvin Cook, the big one?
Yeah, we got to see if the Darius Smith, the Vikings pass rusher with Danielle Hunter, he had injured his left leg at the end of that game, stayed in, and then they had further testing done on him. The Vikings, I haven't heard much out of them about how he's doing, so we're going to have to see if he pops up or not on that injury report, because that'd be a big one. You know, you're going to want, obviously, your best pass rushers going up against that Saints offense and Jameis Winston. So, and he's a great player, obviously, so we'll be keeping an eye on that one for sure.
Well, Andrew, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time tonight.
Thank you so much. It was good to be on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.